Was haben wir denn als nächstes?
Ich habe auf dem Festivalgelände mit zwei Vorstandsfrauen von dem Bund der Löwinnen gesprochen. Das ist die Elternvereinigung in Israel für die Transkinder.
Ah.
Die haben 500 Familien als Mitglied, sind die einzige Organisation, die sich darum kümmert. Und Meraf und Orly haben ein, wie ich finde, wichtiges Gespräch mit mir geführt und nochmal klar gemacht, dass Transkinder einfach ganz normale Kinder sind und die Eltern von Transkindern nur das Beste für ihre Kinder wünschen und dass die Situation ähnlich wie es in Deutschland ja auch sehr schwierig ist für Transkinder, auch die Situation in Israel extrem schwierig ist.
Ja, das ist ähnlich wie Transkindernetz, ne? Trakine bei uns in Deutschland.
Genau,
ja.
Das ist die vergleichbare.
Auch wichtig.
Ja, die vergleichbare Organisation. Und da es auf dem Festivalgelände geführt wurde, das Gespräch, hört ihr sehr deutlich, dass da ordentlich Stimmung war auf dem Festivalgelände. Es ist zum Teil etwas schwierig zu verstehen, was wir uns da gegenseitig erzählen, aber es war auch für uns extrem schwierig, uns auf das Gespräch zu konzentrieren. Wir bitten um Nachsicht.
Schnacken mit der Gästin.
For Pink Channel in Hamburg today at Tel Aviv Pride. You work for an organization for trans kids. What is the name of the organization and what is the work you do?
The organization called Brit Aleviot. It's parents of trans youth and kids. We are support the parents because the children are at home. So we need to support the parents to give them the information, to give them the first act that they need when the kid get out from the closet when he said, I'm a trans. And after the first shock, we give them all the information about education, about all the things, about the change of name, change of gender in Israel. It's very difficult. And all the medication needs the information that they need.
Is there any possibility for Israeli kids to transition medically?
No, the first until 12 years old is just to change the gender,
the appearance, the haircut, the clothes.
Outside, and the name if it's a gender name, you know. Sometimes it's a girl name or a boy name. Around age 12, 13, they go to endocrinologue and then they realize if they need to take blockers. Then after 3 years, we start with hormones. It's around 16. And around this age, we start to think and talk about surgery, but not all the trans do surgery. And some of them do the surgery when they grow up after 18.
How many children can get surgery before they're 18 years old?
They can't. And we don't want them to do this. Because of that, they take blockers. It's block the hormones. And then they have a lot of time to think. And as a parents, we have a lot of time to see if it's the right thing for them. And the decision is the decision that they need to do. Because sometimes that could be confused, but not everyone that is a trans is confused, and not everyone that is confused is a trans. So we want to give them the space to be themselves, but with all the things around them that support them to live a regular life, and then to come to the decision that sometimes is not reversible.
I understand the primary thing kids can do is social transition.
Sorry?
Yes. In the beginning, when a child is young and there hasn't started a sexual development yet, there's nothing to be done except listen to them, love them, believe them, and help them do whatever is right for them to appear as they feel inside.
What is the most reaction you perceive, what parents do when they hear their kids is trans? What do the parents do? Or are the parents in Israel friendly to their trans kids? Or what is the situation?
It depends. In our organization, we have 500 families. The first, it could be shocked. Some of the parents says, we see it. We saw it all the way. But we can't say nothing. Some of them got shocked and they didn't know what to do and they didn't know what to do or what to say or how to support. They're really afraid because all the conversation that we have now that come from US about and from Europe about trans people, only it's the first, almost the first face that I saw in Brit Tel Aviv. After they realize that they are not alone, after that they realize that they are part of a big family, that they are not alone and there is a lot of information, they call to our website, they read alone, they read a lot, they heard a lot from a lot of mothers, and then they understand that it's not so bad. Some of them told us that now they know that they have their support for them, they could support the children.
How many groups do you have here in Israel? Only in Tel Aviv, or do you work in Jerusalem? Where do you work in Israel, and how do you work?
We work all around the country. We have 500 families from all over the country. There is a WhatsApp group. There is a meeting, area meetings. And sometimes we have a big meeting for all the families and a pool party. And they come from all around Israel. We give support to people all around.
Have you any support from official issues? Like ministry or something? Do you get money?
That's a tough. That's yeah.
We get money from the. A minute. She will check how to say the name of the office. But when Mai Golan, the minister of this office. She stopped all the money and we didn't get any money from the government.
In USA, the Trump administration fights very hard against trans kids. How do you perceive the situation in USA and is there any influence of what happens in the USA to Israel?
We are afraid because a lot of things come from USA to Israel. It's take a year and a half, and it's come. We see that we don't have minister money. We don't have money from the Knesset. We are afraid. Because of that, we have in schools, we support schools. We have Kava Keshet. It means that we come to school, we support them. Because the education minister do nothing. So we come to school, we support them, we give them tools, what they need to do when they have a trans student at school, at the university. But we do it with donation, with a lot of people that give us their time to do this.
When you look at the future, what are your expectations to the future? What will happen? Will the situation come better or will the situation come better?
I'm an optimistic person. In Israel for the last three years, you must be optimistic. If you are not, you can't live here. I hope that the election will change a lot of things. And one of them will be the support and the LGBT people and the family. So we cross our fingers and we pray to, I don't know, to who.
What are the elementary things that must be happen here in Israel to get the situation for trans kids better? What are your points?
equality of rights, first of all. Our children are just as equal as anybody else. They should be able to have kids. They should be able to get married. They should be able to get jobs easily. They should be able to get proper education without fearing for their life or for their mental health. Everything.
And to go outside at the street in Rothschild, in Tel Aviv, and not get hurt. Because last week, a transgender teenager got hurt in Rothschild, in Tel Aviv.
It seemed like very normal wishes, but all parents' wishes to their kids.
We are a normal, we are a normal parents. We bring kids to the world. We want to support them. We love them, and the gender is doesn't matter. We hug them, we kiss them, and we want to see them happy. I think that every parent wants to see his kids happy. So I'm just a mom. Just mom.
So the central message is trans kids are absolutely normal kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
There are a lot of things other than being trans. There can be annoying teenagers. They can be sad. They can be... They're kids. They're just kids that want to live their life quietly, with health and happiness and the support of their loved ones. And if possible, of the entire society, which is a harder job that we do every day.
So, last question. When an elf or a wizard came and you have one wish, the wish become true, what wish do you have?
For peace, for everyone. Peace with all the people in the world. I think all the world now need it. In USA, here, everywhere. Peace. Let people live ever they want.
Yes. A world that's free, where you can be who you are and not be scared and just live happily and peacefully. That's it.
So from Germany, I thank you both for the wonderful work you make. It's inspiring to see you here today. And in Germany, we haven't any organization so mighty as your organization here in Israel. And in Germany, the organization is much smaller. So it's very impressive for me to speak with you. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you very much.
And if there's an organization that's similar in many ways, they can contact us.